Lesson 13, Jacob and Esau. Purpose, to help the children recognize how our values influence our choices. Preparation 1. Prayerfully study Genesis chapter 25, verses 21 through 28. Esau sells his birthright. Genesis chapter 26, verses 34 and 35. Esau marries out of the covenant. Genesis chapter 27, verses 1 through 40. Jacob receives the greater blessing. Jacob leaves home and seeks a wife in the covenant. Genesis chapter 31, verse 3, and chapter 32, verses 3 through 20. Jacob returns and prepares to meet Esau. Genesis chapter 33, verses 1 through 16. Jacob and Esau are reunited. Genesis chapter 35, verses 9 through 12. Jacob is blessed. 2. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture accounts. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Bible for each child. B. The following word strips. On the first strip, write the word temporary. On the second strip, write the word eternal. C. Several items, pictures of items, or word strips to represent things of lasting worth, such as scriptures, temple marriage, eternal life, good health, a happy home, and so on, and things of temporary worth, such as a ball game, money, entertainment, having your own way, a toy, or candy. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Display the word strips you have prepared, or write temporary and eternal on the chalkboard. Discuss as a class what each word means. Temporary, lasting only a short while, not permanent. Eternal, something that will last forever. Show the objects, pictures, or word strips that represent things of temporary and eternal value. Have the children decide which word strip each item belongs under. Briefly discuss each item and why it gives either lasting satisfaction or temporary pleasure. If you had to choose between going on a picnic and being baptized, which would you choose? Which would give temporary pleasure? Which would make eternal happiness possible? Explain that some choices we make have either immediate or eternal results. The choices we make show what our values are or what is most important to us. Tell the children that in this lesson, they will learn about the values of two brothers and how their choices affected their lives. Scripture accounts. Teach the children the account of Jacob and Esau from the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture accounts, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Point out that Esau and Jacob were the twin sons of Isaac and Rebekah, whom the children learned about in the last lesson. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. Jacob and Esau are born. Jacob obtains the birthright. What did Rebekah learn through prayer about her unborn sons? Genesis chapter 25, verses 22 and 23. Which of the twin boys was born first? Genesis chapter 25, verse 25. Who was to rule over the other? Refer again to Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. Explain that in those days the oldest son usually received the birthright, which meant that when his father died, he inherited a larger portion of his father's possessions and became the next patriarch or head of the family. Why did Esau give up his birthright? Genesis chapter 25, verses 30 through 32. Which of the two choices had temporary value? which choice had eternal value, explained that Esau was hungry, but his life was not in danger. He placed more value on satisfying his hunger than on the blessings and covenants of his birthright. In what ways do we sometimes choose things of temporary value instead of things of eternal value? What other choices did Esau make that showed he was not concerned with eternal values? Genesis chapter 26, verses 34 and 35. Why were his parents upset over whom he married? Explain that Esau's wives did not believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ or follow God's teachings and commandments. Why is it important to marry someone who believes the gospel of Jesus Christ? Why was it important for Jacob to receive Isaac's first blessing? The Lord knew that Jacob would be worthy of the birthright blessing from the beginning and had revealed this to Rebekah before the twins were born. Refer to Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. Explain that when Isaac became aware that he had blessed Jacob instead of Esau, he could have revoked the blessing, but he did not. Isaac recognized that the blessing was right when he stated, "And he shall be blessed." Genesis chapter 27, verse 33. See Enrichment Activity 5. How did Esau feel when he realized Jacob had been given the birthright blessing? Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. Jacob marries in the covenant. Note, the story of Jacob and his wives will be covered in next week's lesson. Why did Isaac send Jacob to choose a wife from among the daughters of Laban? Genesis chapter 28, verses 1, 3, and 4. Explain that Laban was Rebekah's brother. If Jacob married one of Laban's faithful daughters, he would marry in the covenant. Jacob and Esau forgive one another and are reconciled. More than 20 years after Jacob went to Paddan Aram to marry, he returned to the land of Canaan. Why was he concerned about meeting Esau on his return? Genesis chapter 32, verses 6 and 7, and verse 11. What did Jacob do when he saw Esau? Genesis chapter 33, verse 3. What did Esau do? Genesis chapter 33, verse 4. What did Esau say when Jacob tried to give him gifts? Genesis chapter 33, verses 8 through 11. How do you think Esau's feelings about Jacob had changed? Even though Jacob had the birthright, what did he want to do for Esau? He wanted to share what he had with Esau. What were some of Jacob's values? Point out that each brother had to forgive the other. See Enrichment Activity 4. What do we value most when we are willing to forgive? Jacob's name is changed to Israel. When God changed Jacob's name to Israel, what did he promise Jacob? Genesis chapter 35, verses 11 and 12. Who else received these promises? See lesson 9. Explain that the blessings of the Abrahamic covenant go from Abraham to Isaac, then to Jacob and his children. Through the prophet Joseph Smith, these blessings were restored and are available to members of the church through temple ordinances. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Have the children tell about good experiences they have had with their own brothers and sisters. Remind the children that because families can be together forever, they should love and help their brothers and sisters. Share the following quotation with them. Quote, "Your most important friendships should be with your own brothers and sisters and with your father and mother. Love your family. Be loyal to them. Have a genuine concern for your brothers and sisters. Help carry their load." End of quote. Ezra Taft Benson in Conference Report, April 1986, page 56, or Ensign, May 1986, page 43. 2. Have the children discuss family situations such as the following. Adapt these if needed, and add others to suit the needs of your class. The younger sister wants to play with her instead of going to your friend's house. Your older brother is preparing dinner and asks you to help, even though it is not your turn. Your brother is studying for a test in school. You are watching a television program that is distracting him from his studies. How many solutions can you think of for these situations? Which solutions would bring temporary pleasure? which solutions would bring eternal happiness. Encourage the children to be forgiving and understanding at home. 3. Read the following list to the children. Have them point their thumbs up for choices that represent eternal values and down for choices that do not. Adapt this list according to the needs of your class. Going to a movie on the Sabbath, saying a prayer at mealtime, cheating on a test, reading the scriptures each day, befriending a student at school who does not have many friends, complaining when your parents call you to family home evening, cleaning up after yourself, doing your chores cheerfully, smoking, listening reverently in primary. 4. Have a child put a large coin or cardboard circle up to one eye. Close the other one, and then slowly move the object away from the eye that is open. Have the child tell what he or she could see with the coin up close, and how much more there is to see when the coin is moved away. Explain that the coin could represent an immediate desire, such as hunger, that blinds us to other things around us. Like Esau, sometimes we experience failure or unhappiness because we trade what we want most for what we want at the moment. Present several situations, such as the following, for the children to discuss. You are tempted to miss church to watch a sports event or go hunting. You are tempted to buy a toy rather than pay your tithing. Explain that temptations, like the coin, keep us from seeing the entire picture. Encourage the children not to be blinded by such temptations. 5. See the entry in the LDS Bible Dictionary, Abraham, Covenant of, page 602. Insert Abraham, Covenant of, Bible Dictionary. Abraham first received the gospel by baptism, which is the covenant of salvation. Then he had conferred upon him the higher priesthood, and he entered into celestial marriage, which is the covenant of exaltation, gaining assurance thereby that he would have eternal increase. Finally, he received a promise that all of these blessings would be offered to all of his mortal posterity. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 29 through 50, Abraham, chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. Included in the divine promises to Abraham were the assurances that, 1, Christ would come through his lineage, and that, 2, Abraham's posterity would receive certain lands as an eternal inheritance. Genesis, chapter 17, and chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. Galatians, chapter 3, Abraham, chapter 2. These promises, taken together, are called the Abrahamic Covenant. It was renewed with Isaac, Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 through 4, and verse 24, and again with Jacob, Genesis chapter 28, and chapter 35, verses 9 through 13, and chapter 48, verses 3 and 4. The portions of a covenant that pertain to personal salvation and eternal increase are renewed with each individual who receives the ordinances of celestial marriage. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 29 through 33. Those of non-Israelite lineage, commonly known as Gentiles, are adopted into the house of Israel and become heirs of the covenant and the seed of Abraham through the ordinances of the gospel. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. Being an heir to the Abrahamic covenant does not make one a chosen person per se, but does signify that such are chosen to responsibly carry the gospel to all the peoples of the earth. Abraham's seed have carried out the missionary activity in all the nations since Abraham's day. Matthew chapter 3, verse 9. Abraham chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. To fulfill the covenant God made with Abraham, having particular reference to the fact that the literal seed of his body would be entitled to all of the blessings of the gospel, Abraham chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, a number of specific and particular things must take place in the last days. The gospel must be restored. The priesthood must be conferred again upon man. The keys of the sealing power must be given again to mortals. Israel must be gathered, and the Holy Ghost must be poured out upon the Gentiles. All this has already taken place or is in process of fulfillment. See also adoption, Gentiles. Review the blessings the Lord gave to Abraham that were recorded in Genesis chapter 28, verses 4 and 13 through 15. Genesis chapter 28, verses 4 and verses 13 through 15. Explain that Esau gave up these blessings when he married outside the covenant. Emphasize the importance of being married in the temple, and explain that the blessings promised to Abraham and his posterity will come to all who accept and live the gospel of Jesus Christ. 6. Review the story of Jacob and Esau with the children by having different class members tell one portion of the story. Encourage the children to share this story with their families and discuss why Esau gave up his birthright. 7. Sing or read the words to Help Me, Dear Father, Children's Songbook, page 99. Insert Help Me, Dear Father, Children's Songbook, page 99. Verse 1. Help me, dear Father, to freely forgive all who may seem unkind to me. Chorus. Help me each day, Father, I pray. Help me live nearer, nearer to Thee. Verse 2. Help me, dear Father, to truly repent, making things right and changing my ways. Chorus. Help me each day, Father, I pray. Help me live nearer, nearer to Thee. Conclusion. Testimony. You may want to bear your testimony of the importance of having eternal values. Remind the children that they can choose that which has eternal worth. Encourage them to think about the choices they make and pray for guidance to choose wisely. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Genesis chapter 33, verses 1 through 15 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 13, Jacob and Esau.